This is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok, and today I want to talk to you about image formats. When you're doing anything for the web, it's important to choose the right image format for your website. There's two reasons for that. Number one is you want to make it look good, and number two is you want to make it fast. So it's important to keep the file size small. Now, depending on what image format you choose, depends on how big that file size will be and how good it will look. Now at the moment we've got three choices of image format. We've got GIF, we've got JPEG, and we've got PNG. So we need to have a look at why and when we would choose each of these image formats. Now for those who like to think about the future, don't worry, Google is on the ball with this, and it's already come up with WPG, which stands for Web Portable Graphics. It's not quite ready yet. It is supported, I think, in Chrome, but that's about it. So it's not really an image format that you can use just yet. Anyway, so back to the big three. So we've got different things. Now let's have a look at, say, using it for photographs, if you want to put a photograph on your website. Now, the best format for that is JPEG. So if you think photo, you're thinking sort of like a picture of landscape or something with a lot of colors, you know, a picture of your friend or whatever. So if you've got a picture with a lot of colors, you know, preferably, you know, something real, or at least if it's a computer-generated image, it'll have a lot of gradients and a lot of colors and things like that, then JPEG is your man, because it allows JPEG not only allows you to have the best compression for that type of image, but it allows you to change the quality as well. Now, personally, I really get my teeth to the bone with this, and I go for 60% quality. Anything below 60% quality, and you tend to be looking at something that isn't so nice. So do be careful with that. So JPEG is the best thing for photos. Now, if you've got something that's sort of like block color, like a logo or an icon, things like that, then GIF is your best bet. GIF is really good with things like block colors, but it's got a limited amount of colors. It's got a limited palette. It's not necessarily the types of colors, but the amount of them. So, for example, say if you had a logo and it had it's a green logo like mine, okay, your palette of the GIF will be filled with mostly greens and a few whites. So it can be filled with just one type of color, but it is only limited to 256 shades of colors. Alright, so if you try and save an image as a GIF, you'll see that it looks sort of like horrible, basically. So if you're going to go for block colors, then please use a GIF. Now, the other thing to think about is if you wanted to do animation. Now, there's only one of the three that does animation, and that's GIF. Now, we've all seen them, and we all love them. So, animated GIFs. An animation is things like banners. You know, when you see them sort of change and go from one thing to another, buy now, it's great, 10% off, etc. All right, so if you want to do an animation, then use a GIF. Okay. Now the last one I want to talk about is transparency. That's the ability to look through the image and onto the background. Now if you wanted to sort of do it in the quickest way is probably using a GIF, but you have to be careful with that, because if you use a GIF, it's only, the transparency is only 0 or 100%. It's either opaque or transparent. There's no in between. So the shadows and things like that have to work with the background that it's on, and the background cannot change. Otherwise you have to redo it, you know, you have to remake the image. So do be careful with that. You'll see it if you ever make a button, for example, that's a circle, and you make it on an orange background, but you put it on a blue background, you'll see that orange haze around it. And that's because GIFs can't do something called alpha transparency. It's the ability to have grades of opacity. So for example, 50%, 20%. Now PNG, this is what it's used for. It tends to be too big to save as for photos, and it's definitely too big if you want to save block color images like what GIFs for. But now PNG and shadows and varying transparencies, now this is where PNG shines. It allows you to have icons that doesn't matter what background they're on, it can change. They can even move. And PNG gives you this real ability to make a layered type of design when you're doing web design. So if you want to do something like that, definitely use PNG. All right, well, I hope that helps. If you want any more information, you can have a look around on www.webcoursesbangkok.com. And if you've got any questions for me, I'm at carl@webcoursesbangkok.com. Thanks a lot. Bye.